Let's Fall in Love with God.
Chapter 17, Emotionally Intelligent Design, God's Love. The reason for humanity. Before the beginning of the earth and everything in its creation, there was God, who existed in three unique personas. God's primary emotions are love, joy, and peace. Since there were only three in heaven to share this enormous love, they decided to create other creatures who could share in this love. Thus, in the beginning of the creation of the universe as we know it, God created man in his own image. Obviously, he also created thousands, maybe millions, of other creatures that were not in his image. He created man with capabilities that are so much like his own that man could actually join the trio in the love triangle in heaven. As many as desired to share it with God could share this enormous love, joy, and peace with him. Personal sovereignty. Free will, or personal sovereignty, is the most important aspect of the image of God that he passed on to mankind. The importance of free will to every creature in God's image is that it is the very thing upon which all relationships hinge. Every relationship requires two choices. One must choose to love another, and the other must choose to love the one. Love, relationship, is always a two-person choice. If either one withdraws or withholds love, the relationship is wounded to the point of death. One of the beautiful aspects of love is that the more it is given, the larger it grows. Kingdom of Loving Hearts. Since love is the ultimate in relationship and brings us the greatest pleasures in life, it is the single most compelling force on the landscape of humanity. This is not a mystery when seen in the context of God having created us for that purpose for himself. God, in his infinite wisdom, released man to be his own free agent or self-sovereign, to choose whom he would love or hate, embrace or shun, control or serve, and so forth. The genius of this is the only kingdom ever established, based on the voluntary submission of those who wanted to be in it, is the kingdom of God. It is truly a kingdom of the hearts of men. Mutual choosing. All relationships require only one thing, that is a mutual choosing between two individual sovereign beings. We were each granted the royal title of king or queen at birth, and God could not be in relationship with us without giving us a choice to say either yes or no to his offer of relationship. If any person was forced to be in the presence of God, relationship could not be established. Such a person would simply be a puppet or play toy. Man willfully broke relationship. Man, originally without sin, that is, in perfect relational harmony with God, in the Garden of Eden, broke relationship with God by violating God's only command. Man essentially, in that moment of rebellion, said no to God. We should not be surprised that God, in his infinite wisdom, had also devised a plan to restore the broken relationship with him and broken relationships between people. Identified alien object. God's infinite perfection as a God of justice, demanding restitution for all crimes, mandated that he create a way to have justice served, both for the victim and the perpetrator, if ever the relationship could be mended or restored, that is, liberty and justice for all. To do this, he sent one of the three in the Trinity of God down to earth to be born as a man, live as a man, and die as a man. His purpose in this was twofold. Relevant communications. One, so that God could communicate in relevant and personal terms how he feels about us and how important a relationship with us is to him. And two, so that as a man, his son Jesus could live a perfect, sinless life and thereby be qualified legally to serve the sentence of separation from God in the stead of any guilty party, that is, every man who has ever lived. However, as with justice systems throughout history, the villain must agree with the commutation of his sentence to the innocent one offering to pay for his crimes. Without the criminal's personal consent, the offer of commutation is null and void. Offered to all. The beauty of this plan is that it is available to any man or woman who has ever lived. An interesting thing to me about this plan is that it causes everyone to make the same choice as the two in the garden. The only thing that prevents anyone from taking advantage of this plan is his own pride. Pride was the original sin. Pride is the forever sin. It is pride that causes us to indulge ourselves, seek applause for ourselves, and crave for others to worship and serve us. God does not send anyone away from Him. Each of us choose either to be with or apart from Him. Together forever. So, in the end, the ultimate purpose of God is to live forever with those who choose to be with Him and to let those go their way who do not. I believe that heaven will be most pleasurable because all those who enter in have chosen not to be selfish, but rather other caring enough to give up comfort, pleasure, applause, and worship for the sake of others, God included. How much better a scenario could God have created than this, to pleasure, affirm, and serve other persons? In living that selfless lifestyle, myriad people in your pathway will be helped and encouraged. So now that we have the bigger picture, let us contemplate two aspects of the exchanged life, abandoned to intimacy with God. Salvation satisfies justice. 1. I have heard the gospel of Jesus and that He alone can make restitution on my behalf. 2. I believe that Jesus is God, lived a perfectly crime-free, sinless life as a man, and is therefore completely innocent of any of my crimes. 3. I believe that God had Jesus nailed to the cross to take the penalty of all who would believe in Him, consent to Jesus' restitution for them. 4. I have agreed to let Jesus pay for my personal crimes. And 5. I have accepted God's offer of relationship with me and said yes to Him. Salvation accommodates reconciliation. God applied Jesus' righteousness to my account, while God put my sin on Jesus. I was given the gift of the Comforter promised by Jesus at His ascension back to the Father in heaven, that is, the Holy Spirit. I became a new man, born again, born of the Spirit of God. I was made a new creature, one that was capable of selfless living, caring more for the needs of others than my own. And I was empowered to live selflessly, not just toward my most significant other, but also for friends, strangers, and even those who might call themselves my enemy and treat me as such. Beloved disciples, John, the beloved disciple, in Revelation 2:1-4 writes, "You have left your first love," which confirms this issue. So if your salvation has not been producing the fruit of the vine, that is, bringing others to faith in Christ, there is a reason and a cure. The reason is insufficient love for God. The cure is simply to stay attached to the vine in a constant awareness of God within us. This can best be expressed as abiding in the vine, or living loved and living loving, or abandoned to intimacy with God, and so forth. When we are passionately in love with Jesus and God, our mouths will speak prolifically and proudly of Him. Our desire for every reader. Our prayer for all of you who read this book is that you will be encouraged to leave behind any vestiges of mundane, common Christianity and fully embrace God in absolute abandon to intimacy with Him. May your lives become so reflective of the love of Jesus that those whose lives you touch might call you Christians when they feel His presence and His love flowing through you. My song for you is Absolute Abandon, written by Kathy Clarkson and Rebecca Peck, copyright by Thomas Peck Music. The story behind the song is this. I was reading a Beth Moore book a couple of years ago, and in the preface she spoke of our need to be absolutely abandoned to the Lord. The words rang in my heart, and I went to the piano and began writing what was the beginning of this song. In May of this year, I had the opportunity to work with an accomplished songwriter in Nashville named Rebecca Peck. She helped me turn the musical idea I had into the song that is now the title song of this project. It is my prayer that we all strive to be absolutely abandoned to Him every day.
That I might be totally surrendered. consumed with passion to seek your holy face. Absolute abandon to you, Jesus. Absolute abandon, empty at your feet. To be a living sacrifice, to lay down my life. Absolute abandon, as you gave yourself for me. Absolute abandon, as you gave yourself.